Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Right now, our world, our nation, and our communities within our state are going through an unprecedented time of trouble in our lifetime. The coronavirus pandemic has brought our lives to a standstill and has upended our lives, including our work, our schools, our schedules, and even our very livelihood. But even greater than the loss of income, the loss of normalcy, the loss of social gatherings, or even the loss of our convenience, we have a growing, gnawing fear deep inside. We may be asking questions like, what if this coronavirus hits here in our community? Or what if this coronavirus comes to our house, to our loved ones, our parents, our grandparents, or even our precious children? If adults have these growing fears, we can be assured that many of our children, even in our households, have fears too that often go unspoken. That is why Child Evangelism Fellowship, after the tragic events in our nation back in 9/11, developed a children's ministry booklet called Do You Wonder Why?, which is a children's ministry and gospel tool to help children during a time of crisis and to help answer children's tough questions in times of trouble. Children may be asking and wondering questions like, does God know and care about me? Why do bad things happen in the world? Why did God allow this to happen? Or how can I get through this troubled and uncertain time? The Do You Wonder Why ministry tool was originally written as a children's booklet that can be still ordered and given out to children in mass quantities as long as supplies are available for distribution across the nation and within each state. But because this crisis is a worldwide pandemic, other forms of the Do You Wonder Why booklet have also been made available, including an 8-minute video for children and also a electronic PDF download that contains all the pages of the Do You Wonder Why booklet for children to read on their own or that you can read to your children. All these resources are available for mass electronic distribution to be used by families and individuals, churches and ministries to help equip you to minister to your family or to families and children during the time of this crisis. Also, by special permission, we are airing today the audio version of the Do You Wonder Why booklet for this radio program. Children need to know that God's Word does have answers for all of life, including in times of trouble. But even more importantly, children need to look to the ultimate answer, to rest in Jesus, trusting in Jesus and Jesus alone, who is their sure and certain hope and the anchor for their souls in all times, including in times of trouble. Christ is our rock, and in Him we trust. So right now, I would encourage you to gather the children in your home around you as all of you together as a family listen to this special ministry broadcast written specifically for children called Do You Wonder Why?
Terrible things often happen in our world. They may affect many people, including your own family. Has what's happened made you afraid? When bad things happen, it's natural to feel scared, sad, or even angry. People may have died, been injured, or be hurting in some other way. It's understandable if you feel helpless or angry. It seems so unfair. Maybe you're afraid that something else will happen. You might just feel sad and want to cry. Sometimes crying makes you feel better. Don't be ashamed. The one true and living God knows how you feel, and He understands. He is also sad when terrible things happen.
You may wonder, does God know and care about me? Yes, the living God does know and care about you. He knows everything. God created the whole world, and He knows what happens in every part of it. Nothing is a surprise to Him. He knows about accidents, wars, and shootings. He knows about terrible storms, floods, and earthquakes. God knows what is happening to you and your family. He cares about what you think and how you feel. It may seem like nobody really understands what you are going through, but God does. Not only does God know you, He loves you no matter what your thoughts and feelings are. In the Bible, in Jeremiah 31:3, God says He loves you with a love that lasts forever. God made you, and He knows you better than anyone else does. Maybe you have never thought much about God, but He thinks about you. He wants you to know He is in control of everything, even when it doesn't seem like it. Although evil things happen in this world, God is completely good. He never does anything that is not right. He is holy. That means he is perfect and pure. You can trust God even when everything around you is going wrong.
You may wonder, why do so many bad things happen in the world? Why are there disasters like fires and floods? Why is there fighting and death? Bad things like these were not always here. When God created the world, he made it perfect. Everything was beautiful and good. What happened? Why did things go wrong? It started when the very first people chose to ignore God. Instead of obeying God, they did what they wanted to do. Disobeying God is called sin. When sin came into the world, it ruined God's perfect creation. Bad things started happening in nature. Things like hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes. Pain and death came into the world because of sin. Even worse, everyone since then has been born sinful. Because of sin, people do things that hurt others, like saying mean things to people, hating, fighting, killing, and stealing. You are not to blame in any way for terrible storms or earthquakes. If your parents choose to get a divorce, it's not your fault. But you and I do things that displease God, and our sin keeps us apart from God who is perfect. There is pain and death because of sin. The Bible says in Romans 5:12 that sin came into the world and brought death with it. Sin brings many bad things into the world, but God is still in charge. He decides what he will and will not allow to happen.
You may wonder, how could God allow this to happen? Sometimes God lets bad things happen that we do not understand. These things are the result of sin. God has the power to stop people from doing sinful things, but he has given them freedom to make choices, even bad choices. God has power over nature too, but he doesn't always stop the storms or fires. Even though sin causes terrible things to happen, God can make good come out of them. People often start caring more about each other. Some might even risk their own lives to help others. More importantly, people may also begin to think more about God and what he means to them. God is still in control, even though it might not seem like he is. You may never understand why God let this happen, but you can know that while you are hurting, he is hurting too. God is there during this terrible time. He understands if you are sad or confused. He knows and cares about what you are feeling. He loves you. When God allows something like this to happen, he wants to go through it with you.
You may wonder, how can I get through this terrible time? No matter what happens, God will help you get through it. If you become his child, he will take care of you as part of his family. God is not like earthly fathers. He is perfect. He wants to be your loving heavenly father and comfort you during this difficult time. God lives in heaven, his perfect home. His only son, Jesus, lives there too. Because God is holy, he can't ignore sin in the world. Sin has to be punished. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23 that the punishment for sin is death. Death means that you are separated from God forever in a terrible place. God's plan to take care of the sin problem was to send his son to take the punishment you and I deserve. God sent his son Jesus to earth as a baby. Because he's the son of God, Jesus is the only one who never sinned. As he grew up, Jesus never did anything wrong. Then the day came for Jesus to take the punishment for your sin. God understands the terrible things you're going through because he has also suffered. He watched as men took his son and nailed him to the cross. Jesus suffered too. He bled and died a horrible death. God knew this was the only way your sin could be forgiven. Jesus was willing to suffer and die for you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 that Jesus died on the cross. He was buried, and on the third day, God brought him back to life. We know this is true because many people saw Jesus alive on earth before he went back to heaven to be with God his Father. He is alive in heaven today. God's plan in sending his son shows how much he loves you. He wants you to be part of his own family.
How can you become part of God's family? The Bible tells us in John 1:12 that anyone who receives Jesus, believing on his name, becomes God's child. To believe on Jesus is to trust completely that he died for you, so you can be forgiven. If you trust Jesus as the only one who can save you from your sin, God will change you and make you his own child. Do you believe in Jesus? Believing in Jesus is the most important decision you can ever make. You could talk to God about this decision anytime. You could talk to God right now if you want. You can use words like these. Dear God, I know I've sinned and I'm sorry. I believe that Jesus is your son who died for me and came alive again. I receive Jesus as my savior. Thank you for making me your child. In Jesus' name, amen. When you have received Jesus as your Savior, your sins are forgiven and you are God's child. As your Heavenly Father, God will comfort you. He will help heal the hurt you are feeling now. Someday you will go and live in heaven with God, where there is no suffering, sorrow, or death. When Jesus comes back to earth, he will heal all the problems sin has caused in the world. He will make it perfect once again. You could talk to him anytime about anything. That is what it means to pray. You could tell him things you don't want to say to anyone else. God will hear and answer your prayers. Does this mean that nothing bad will ever happen again? No, bad things will always happen in our world. But you can know that God will always be with you. He has promised in Hebrews 13:5 that he will never leave you. The Bible goes on to say that the Lord is your helper. You don't need to be afraid. Trust in God. He will help you get through anything. God loves you so much, he gave you his words in a book called the Bible. There are many passages in the Bible that are helpful when you go through hard times, such as Psalm 145:18. You can memorize these verses and say them when you feel sad or afraid. Always remember that God loves you and he wants to help you as you grow in him.
I want to thank you for listening today, but even more important, it is our desire to be a blessing to you, to your family, and to your children. If you would like to receive physical copies of the Do You Wonder Why booklet for you as a family or for your church or your children's ministry, please contact your local CEF office at cefonline.com. If you would like a link to the 8-minute video and also the PDF electronic version of the complete Do You Wonder Why booklet, you can also go to cefonline.com or to our local CEF of Illinois website, where we have uploaded all the Do You Wonder Why Children's Ministry resources for you at cefofillinois.com. Child Evangelism Fellowship is here to serve the local church and to also serve you as a parent or children's worker in any way we can during this difficult time and crisis. Our desire is to partner together and to equip the body of Christ to reach the children and to minister to them by pointing the children to Christ and to his unchanging and sure and certain word. Today, let's remember the words of Psalm 46. And lift our eyes and our heart to the Lord, and also comfort our loved ones and especially the children with these words from God's Word. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah means to stop and ponder. Think about this. Verse 4 goes on to say, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts, he is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You know, as has been said during the time of Martin Luther and the Reformation, which was a time of unrest, of uncertainty, and also of trouble, that often Martin Luther and his fellow students and colleagues would gather together and his brethren, and they would encourage their hearts, and they say, brothers, let's sing the 46. That's based on the 46th psalm that Martin Luther wrote. Together they would sing out that resounding chorus, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. So today in our time of unrest, uncertainty, and untrouble, let us look to the Lord and rest in him, for a mighty fortress is our God still. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Thanks again for listening, and may the Lord still your hearts today as you rest in him, for he is your comfort and your refuge. A mighty fortress is our God.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.